Welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're looking at AI and specifically how to make it more affordable. To really get into this, we have an interview with a leader in open source AI, so that's really cool, and an article that's like super detailed about all the cool stuff happening with affordable AI.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. A lot of people are asking, like, why is this so important?
Yeah, why should we care about making AI cheaper?
Well, building like these really sophisticated AI models, especially the big ones, can be ridiculously expensive. We're talking about needing so much computational power that it's like comparable to the energy use of a small city.
Wow. I mean, that's a serious electric bill.
Oh, yeah.
But is it just the hardware that's driving up the costs? I feel like the article we read talked about other stuff, too.
Yeah, definitely. Hardware is a big part of it, but it's not the whole story. You also need tons of data to train these models, and that means like investing in getting all that data, cleaning it up, labeling it, making sure it's all good to go.
Right, right.
Then you have the cost of talent. All those data scientists and AI engineers, everybody wants them. It's super competitive to hire those people. So that obviously adds to the expense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it said that talent acquisition could be like 29% to 49% of your total development costs, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Plus, there's maintenance and all the data prep stuff, too. So it really is expensive. It almost sounds like AI is only for these huge companies, with tons of money.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the issues we're trying to address.
Okay, but I remember the article saying something about AI accuracy kind of plateauing. So even if we do manage to make AI cheaper, what if the improvements we're seeing just aren't worth the cost anymore?
That's a real worry. Some experts are saying, like, we might be reaching the limits of what AI models can actually do with the techniques we have right now. So it's not just about cheaper AI, it's about making it smarter.
So it's about pushing the boundaries, but making it more accessible at the same time.
Exactly. And that's where this whole open source thing comes in, which the interview really focused on.
Yeah. Open source AI. Can you tell us more about what that actually is?
It's kind of a game changer. Open source AI frameworks, stuff like TensorFlow and PyTorch, are basically toolkits. Anyone can use them to build and launch their own AI models. And the best part, they're free. Customizable too. It really lowers the bar for getting started with AI.
So people and businesses that, maybe don't have the resources of a Google or Microsoft, they can still get involved in AI.
Exactly. It's like democratizing AI,
Totally. It's about taking AI out of the hands of a select few and giving everyone a chance to get involved.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving money. It's about fueling innovation. When you give people these tools, they can experiment and, who knows, maybe they'll stumble onto the next big thing.
It creates a ripple effect, right? More access means more ideas, more innovation. It's all connected. But okay, what about people like me? People who aren't programmers or data scientists, can we still benefit from AI without building stuff from scratch? I remember the interview talked about cloud-based services. What's that all about?
That's where it gets even cooler. Companies like, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, they're offering pre-trained models and development tools through their cloud platforms. It's like having access to a library of AI building blocks that you can use and adapt without needing to create everything from the ground up.
So it's like an AI starter kit, basically.
Yeah, exactly. But there's something we need to be careful about. The person we interviewed called it the subsidization trap.
That sounds scary. What exactly is that?
Well, the concern is some of the low costs we see now might be a strategy by these big companies. They're trying to dominate the market.
Oh, so they're just luring everyone in.
It's possible. They can afford to keep things cheap for now. But what happens when everybody's hooked? They might start raising prices and then you're stuck with them.
It's like that classic bait and switch thing. It's all great until the bill arrives. So how do we avoid falling into that trap? I think the interview mentioned that the government has a role to play here. What are governments doing to help?
Well, governments are starting to realize that it's important to support AI development and make sure the market stays competitive. They're investing in research, backing AI startups, and creating policies that encourage a wider range of solutions.
So it's not just about setting rules. It's about helping AI grow in a way that's good for everyone.
Exactly. And the interviewee specifically talked about the U.S. government's AI action plan, which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. What's the main goal there?
It's a plan to, boost American leadership in AI. It's got a bunch of things in it, like more funding for research, training more AI professionals, making the rules more flexible so it's easier to innovate, that kind of stuff. Basically, the government's saying AI is super important for the economy, and they're going to invest in it.
Okay, so collaboration between the government and private companies seems like a big part of that plan.
Oh, yeah.
Are there any specific examples of companies that are really stepping up and making AI more accessible?
Absolutely. There are some really cool initiatives out there. AWS, for example, is giving out tons of credits to support AI access and offering free training on AI skills. Google has their Global AI Opportunity Fund, and Meta is putting a lot of money into open source AI innovation. These are real, tangible efforts that are making a difference.
It's great to hear that. Okay, we've talked about software in the cloud, but what about the hardware? Any cool advancements there that are making AI cheaper?
Definitely. Companies like NVIDIA, they're at the forefront of developing specialized AI chips.
The chips that are like little brains made just for AI, right?
Exactly. They're designed to handle those massive AI computations, and they do it way more efficiently than traditional processors. That means faster processing, lower energy consumption, and, you know, ultimately lower costs.
So we've got these special chips that are making AI faster and more efficient. But what about the AI models themselves? Can we make those more efficient too? Like, can we do that without sacrificing performance?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. Researchers are doing some amazing things with techniques like model compression and efficient fine-tuning. They're basically finding ways to make those AI models smaller and less complex without making them dumber.
So it's like optimizing the code, making it leaner and meaner, but still just as smart.
Exactly. And efficient fine-tuning is about making models more adaptable. Let's say you have a model that can identify different dog breeds.
Okay, I love dogs.
Yeah. It's a really good model, but it's also huge and uses a lot of resources. So with model compression, you can shrink that model down, make it smaller and faster, but it can still identify all those different breeds of dogs.
It's like a super efficient dog breed expert. Okay, but what about fine-tuning? What's that about?
So let's say you want to use that same model, but instead of dogs, you want it to identify different types of flowers.
Okay, so retraining it.
Exactly. In the past, you might have had to build a whole new model from scratch. But with efficient fine-tuning, you can take that existing dog breed model and, with just a little bit more training, teach it to recognize flowers.
So you're basically turning it into a multitasking AI. That's really cool. Okay, so we've got advancements happening with hardware, software, and even the AI models themselves. It feels like we're on the verge of something big here. But I want to bring it back to our listeners for a second. Why should they care about all of this? Like, what's the big takeaway for someone who maybe isn't directly involved in AI?
That's a great question. The big takeaway is this. Lowering the cost of AI isn't just about making technology cheaper. It's about unleashing its potential to help everyone. Imagine a world where AI is truly accessible, where it's not just a tool for big companies, but something that can empower individuals, small businesses, communities all over the world.
Okay, I'm starting to get the big picture, but can you give us some real-world examples? Like, how could cheaper AI actually make a positive impact on our lives? What are some things we can look forward to?
Well, let's start with healthcare. Imagine AI-powered tools that can spot diseases earlier and more accurately. That means better treatments and potentially saving lives. Or personalized medicine, where treatments are tailored to your specific DNA. That would make treatments more effective and have fewer side effects.
Wow. It sounds like something from a sci-fi movie, but it's actually becoming reality. What about other areas, like education? How could cheaper AI change things there?
Personalized learning is huge. Imagine AI tutors that adapt to each student's learning style and pace. They could provide customized instruction and support, which could totally revolutionize education. It would make learning more engaging, effective, and accessible to everyone.
That's a game changer, especially for students who struggle in a typical classroom. Are there any other areas where you see cheaper AI making a big difference?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the environment. AI can be used to optimize energy use in buildings, manage traffic flow to reduce congestion, even predict and prevent natural disasters. By making AI cheaper, we can develop and deploy these solutions faster, making our planet a healthier and more sustainable place.
This is all super exciting. It feels like we're on the brink of a technological revolution, all thanks to these efforts to make AI more accessible. But, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, right? What are some potential downsides or risks we need to be aware of as AI gets more and more integrated into our lives?
That's a critical point. As AI gets more powerful and widespread, we need to think carefully about how it's used.
So it's not just about affordability, it's about making sure it's used for good.
Exactly. We need to think about potential job displacement and how to address that. And we need to make sure AI doesn't make existing inequalities worse or create new ones.
It seems like we're entering uncharted territory and we need to be ready for the challenges ahead. But I want to go back to something from the interview for a minute. It highlighted companies that are specifically choosing open source AI models. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. The interviewee mentioned companies like Zoom, Salesforce, and SK Telecom. These are all big companies in their industries, and they're choosing open source models for a few key reasons.
What are some of the reasons behind that shift towards open source?
Cost efficiency is a big one, especially when you're using AI on a large scale. With open source models, you don't have to deal with licensing fees and vendor lock-in. Plus, you have more control over your intellectual property. With open source, you can tweak and customize the model to fit your exact needs. You're not limited by what a proprietary solution offers.
So it's about flexibility and having more control over the AI you're using.
Precisely. And it's about transparency, too. With open source, you can see the code, understand how it works, and even contribute to its development. That creates a sense of community and collaboration, which is so important for innovation in AI.
It really does feel like open source AI is playing a key role in making this technology more accessible and giving businesses more control. But let's talk about another exciting development that's helping bring down the cost of AI. The innovations happening in hardware and software.
Oh, this is where we see some truly groundbreaking stuff. In terms of hardware, companies like NVIDIA and Navitas Semiconductor are developing specialized AI chips designed for the massive computational needs of AI.
We talked about those earlier, right? The chips that are like brains built specifically for AI.
Exactly. These chips are all about performance and energy efficiency. That means faster processing speeds, lower energy use, and, of course, lower costs. But there are also some big leaps happening in AI software. Researchers are developing techniques like model compression, which lets you shrink down the size of AI models without sacrificing accuracy.
So it's like taking a big, complex AI model and making it slimmer and more efficient, but without losing any of its intelligence.
That's a great way to put it. And this is a game changer because it makes AI more accessible to devices that don't have a lot of processing power or storage, like smartphones and even those tiny embedded systems. Think about it. This could lead to AI-powered apps and devices that are faster, use less battery, and are cheaper for consumers.
It's amazing. We're breaking down the barriers that have always held AI back. But let's not forget about the human element. What about talent and expertise in this rapidly changing field?
That's crucial. As AI becomes more common, we'll need more and more skilled professionals who can develop, deploy, and manage these systems.
So we're talking about data scientists, AI engineers, and everyone else who's making this technology a reality.
Exactly. And it's not just about technical skills. It's also about creativity, problem solving, and thinking critically about the implications of AI.
So we need education and training to give people the skills to thrive in this new AI-powered world.
Absolutely, and we're seeing a lot of initiatives to address this. Universities are offering AI degrees, online platforms have AI courses, and even companies are investing in training programs to upskill their employees.
It's great that people are recognizing the need for this and taking action. Okay, let's go back to the benefits of accessible AI. We talked about healthcare, education, and the environment. What about its impact on businesses and the economy as a whole? How can it transform industries and lead to economic growth?
That's a really interesting question, and the possibilities are huge. Imagine a world where all businesses, not just the big ones, can use AI to automate tasks, improve their processes, and make decisions based on data.
So increased efficiency, productivity, and ultimately, bigger profits.
Exactly. And it's not just about automating existing jobs. It's about creating new jobs and opportunities that we can't even predict right now. Think about all the new products and services that could be developed, all the new markets that could open up, and all the new jobs that could be created as AI becomes more accessible.
That's a pretty exciting vision of the future. AI has the potential to be a major driver of economic growth and job creation. But let's be real for a second. There's also a lot of hype and speculation surrounding AI. How do we separate the reality from the hype? And what are some of the challenges and limitations we need to be aware of?
It's a valid point. AI is still a relatively young technology, and we're only just beginning to tap into its potential. There's a ton of excitement, which is great, but we also need to be realistic about what it can and can't do.
So it's not a magic wand that's going to solve all our problems overnight.
Exactly. AI is a powerful tool, but it's just that, a tool. We need to use it wisely and responsibly, and we need to understand its limitations.
Can you give us some examples of those limitations? What are some challenges that AI researchers and developers are still working on?
One of the biggest hurdles is making sure AI systems are accurate, reliable, and unbiased. This is super important in areas like healthcare, criminal justice, and finance, where AI decisions can have a huge impact on people's lives. And as AI gets more advanced, we need to think about the potential effects on jobs and the workforce.
That's a valid concern. How do we prepare for a future where AI might automate jobs that are currently done by humans?
It's a tough question with no easy answers, but one thing's for sure. We need to invest in education and training to equip people with the skills they'll need to adapt to the job market of the future.
So we need to be proactive about upskilling the workforce and preparing people for jobs that might look very different from the jobs of today.
Exactly. And it's not just about technical skills. It's about critical thinking, problem-solving, creativity skills that will be essential in a world where AI is everywhere. We need to find a way to harness the power of AI while preserving what makes us human. It's about finding that balance between technology and humanity.
That's a really fascinating challenge, and it's one we'll need to face head-on as we navigate this rapidly changing technological landscape.
Welcome back to our deep dive on making AI accessible.
It's wild to think about how fast the AI world is moving. Just a while ago, cheap AI felt like a fantasy, but now it's almost here.
It does feel like a big shift. AI is not just for tech giants anymore. It's becoming something anyone can use.
And that opens up a ton of possibilities. We talked about the potential benefits, but I want to hear about real-world stuff. How is accessible AI making a difference right now?
One era that's really exciting is personalized medicine. We're seeing AI systems that can analyze tons of genetic data, helping doctors figure out which patients might get certain diseases and come up with better treatment plans.
So AI is making healthcare more personalized and proactive.
Exactly. And it's not just about treating what's already there. AI is changing diagnostics too. Think about AI-powered imaging. They can analyze scans super accurately, helping doctors catch things like cancer way earlier.
That early detection is a game changer. It's amazing that AI could actually save lives.
And it's not just in fancy labs. AI is even in smartphone apps now. Apps that analyze pictures of your skin to see if you might have skin cancer. It's like putting powerful tools right in our pockets.
That's amazing. Accessible AI is giving people the power to detect things early on. So we've seen how it's impacting healthcare. What about other industry? How are businesses using AI to improve?
Think about customer service. AI chatbots are getting really good. They can handle tons of customer questions and provide really personalized support.
It's like having a virtual assistant available 24/7 to answer questions and fix problems.
That's the idea. It's not just about saving money, although that's a big part of it. These chatbots give instant answers, personalized things, and are way more consistent than humans. It's all about making the customer happy.
People expect quick and easy service these days. AI can definitely deliver on that. Are businesses also using AI to better understand what their customers want?
Absolutely. They're using AI to look at customer data and predict what they'll need. They can offer solutions and personalized recommendations, sometimes even before the customer knows they need it.
That's really smart, taking customer service to the next level. They're figuring out needs and offering solutions before problems even come up.
Exactly. That kind of service builds loyalty and sales. So yeah, accessible AI is already making a difference across tons of industries.
It's amazing to see how far it's come so quickly. But let's get real for a minute. What are some challenges and limitations we should be thinking about?
One of the biggest challenges is data. AI systems are only as good as the data they learn from. If the data is biased or incomplete, the AI system will be too.
So even with all these great AI tools, we can't forget about the importance of good data.
Exactly. And it's not just quality, it's quantity too. AI systems, especially those deep learning models we discussed, need tons of data to learn well. Getting all that data, cleaning it up, and organizing it is a huge job.
That makes sense. So data is a big challenge. What about understanding how these AI systems actually work? Some of them, especially those deep learning models, seem like black boxes. We put data in, we get an answer out, but we don't always know what happened in between.
That's really important. As AI gets more embedded in our lives, it's crucial that we understand how these systems make decisions. This is especially important in healthcare and finance, where the stakes are high. If AI is making recommendations that affect people's lives, we need to know why it made those choices.
So accuracy isn't enough. AI also needs to be transparent and accountable. Are researchers working on this?
They are. There's a whole field of research called explainable AI, which aims to make these complex systems easier for humans to understand. It's about creating AI that can not only make decisions, but also explain its reasoning.
That's good to hear. Seems like there are a lot of smart people working on these tough problems. Now, the big question on everyone's mind, jobs. As AI gets smarter and cheaper, are we going to see tons of people losing their jobs? What happens to people whose jobs might be done by AI?
It's a valid concern, and it's something we need to think about seriously. AI will definitely automate some jobs that humans do now. But remember, AI will also create new jobs, some of which we can't even imagine yet. It's not about AI versus humans. It's about how humans and AI can work together.
So it's not an either-or situation. Instead of thinking about AI replacing us, we should focus on how humans and AI can collaborate and use each other's strengths.
That's the key. We need to develop AI that helps us, not replaces us. AI can handle repetitive tasks, freeing us up to focus on creativity, critical thinking, and empathy.
So those uniquely human skills are going to be even more important in the future.
Absolutely. And it's not just about adapting to future jobs. It's about building a future where humans and AI work together to achieve things neither could do alone. It's a powerful idea, and we need to be working towards it now.
This is all really fascinating, but I think we need to take a break here and let our listeners process all this information. We'll be back soon with the third and final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore what this future might actually look like. See you in a bit. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into accessible AI.
It's been a wild ride, hasn't it? Exploring everything from the nitty-gritty details to the big picture stuff about affordable AI.
We've covered a lot, but I'm really curious about what's next. Is it smooth sailing from here, or are there some challenges ahead?
Well, like any powerful technology, AI has both incredible potential and potential risks. What happens next really depends on the choices we make today.
Okay, so let's look into our crystal ball a bit. What are some of the most exciting things that accessible AI could unlock in the future? What makes you optimistic about what's ahead?
You know, what really gets me excited is the potential for AI to help us solve some of the world's biggest problems. Imagine AI helping us find new sources of clean energy, produce more food to combat hunger, or even predict and prevent natural disasters.
Those are some big goals. It sounds like you're picturing a future where AI is a force for good, helping us create a more sustainable and equitable world.
That's the dream. And it's not just about those huge global issues. Think about the impact on our everyday lives. Affordable AI could totally change how we learn, work, and interact with the world.
Okay, let's focus on that for a minute. How could accessible AI change how we learn? We talked about personalized education, but I'd love to hear more.
Picture this. AI tutors that adapt to each student's learning style and pace, giving them customized instruction and support. It could completely revolutionize education, making it more engaging, effective, and accessible to everyone.
It's like having your own personal tutor who knows exactly what you need. That's a game changer, especially for students who don't do well in a traditional classroom.
Exactly. And it's not just one-on-one tutoring. AI can help teachers too by automating things like grading and lesson planning. That frees up teachers to do what they do best, connect with their students and make learning fun.
AI supporting both teachers and students. That's pretty amazing. What about work? How will accessible AI change the kinds of jobs we have and the skills we need?
AI will definitely automate some tasks that humans do now, but it's also going to create new jobs and opportunities that we can't even imagine yet. The key is to focus on AI that works with humans, not instead of them.
Finding that synergy between human intelligence and artificial intelligence, right?
Right. Think about it. AI excels at repetitive tasks and things that involve a lot of data, but it's not so good at creativity, critical thinking, or understanding emotions. Those are things that humans are really good at.
So instead of worrying about robots taking our jobs, we should focus on developing the skills that make us human.
Exactly. As AI handles more routine tasks, the demand for human skills like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and empathy will just keep growing.
It's all about adapting and evolving along with AI, not being afraid of it.
Absolutely. The future belongs to those who embrace both the power of AI and the irreplaceable value of human skills.
It's an inspiring message. But let's be real, accessible AI also has potential downsides. What challenges do we need to be ready for?
One big concern is that AI could worsen existing inequalities. If we aren't careful, AI could be used to reinforce biases, discriminate against certain groups, or concentrate power in the hands of a few.
So it's not enough to just make AI affordable. We also need to make sure it's used ethically and responsibly.
Absolutely. AI needs to be developed and used in a way that benefits everyone, not just a privileged few. We need open discussions about the ethical implications of AI, strong regulations, and transparency from those developing and using AI systems.
It seems like everyone needs to be involved in steering AI in the right direction. Policymakers, researchers, developers, and the public.
It's a shared responsibility for sure.
Now, let's zoom in on the personal level. How do you think accessible AI will change how we interact with the world and each other?
AI could change how we live, work, and connect in profound ways. It could help us learn new things, find people who share our interests, even explore our creative sides. Imagine a world where AI helps us become more efficient, knowledgeable, and connected.
That's a really exciting vision. But with all this talk about AI, it's easy to forget about the human side of things. What role do empathy, compassion, and creativity have in an AI-powered future?
Those qualities will be more important than ever. As AI becomes more common, the things that make us human, empathy, compassion, creativity, and critical thinking, will become even more valuable. Those are the things that let us build relationships, solve complex problems, and create a future that aligns with our values.
It's a reminder that AI should enhance our humanity, not replace it.
Exactly. AI is a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely. We need to approach AI with curiosity, responsibility, and a commitment to using it for good.
Well, that brings our deep dive into accessible AI to a close. We've explored the advancements, the potential benefits, the challenges, and the possibilities. And I think you, our listener, now have a much deeper understanding of this exciting and evolving field.
It's been a fascinating conversation, and I hope it's given our listeners a lot to think about.
As we step into this new era of AI, it's up to all of us to make sure it's used to create a better future for everyone. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.